Take a deep breath. Go deeper into the center of your being, being here in the King Chamber, the Grand Pyramid of Giza, a pyramid that was built in honor for a benevolent king who was completely loved by his people. Allow yourself to feel the grandness of this space and your connection to this space right now. Breathing slowly, allowing and opening more to it. Find that stillness point that is so flowing from you in this space. It is not difficult for us, as we are intuitive. It simply comes to us. And let it grow, let it expand. Let that feeling become more of you right now. Take these moments that we're here and anchor them into your beingness, your immenseness, into your consciousness. Consciousness, seeking higher consciousness in a structure that was developed in high consciousness, in great elegance and wisdom, designed for tones, designed for note, designed for love and honor of a great king that was greatly loved. How much love you have inside of you right now? There is no limit. There is no limit. There is no limit. Feel the timelessness that is within you, within your soul, the eternal one, that always been and always will be. As all is in a circle, all is in a circle, spiraling upwards, like this pyramid. Can you see this pyramid inside of you? This structure, this elegance, may it reflect as it is your soul. Expand and merge more with it, being even deeper intuitively aware. Breathe. Love yourself in this moment. Love those around you in this moment. For love is eternal. For love is what the essence of the soul is, within its all noble attributes of compassion, of appreciation, of care, of gratitude, of benevolence. This is the essence of your true being. Allow it to grow more. Right now, for you, there is no better place to be than right where you are. Anchor into this moment as the more you do that, in later times in your life, you will be able to come back and simply be as you are here now. Every group is unique, and the coherence you are creating together is everlasting. The hundreds of thousands of people who have walked through here, the souls, in some way they are seeking what we are seeking, in their own understanding. They are feeling that there is something different here. Breathe. There may be no name or label for it, but your feeling and intuitive mind will take you there, into the no beginning and no end, pure eternal light surrounds you and through you. Breathe. Feel the stillness. Go deeper. This is what this space is all about. Honor and welcome. Honor and welcome. And we'll continue with the wisdom, love and guidance of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, we are in the Great Pyramid. In it, inside what has been called the King's Chamber. My partner has brought me here two other times. Today, he will bring me here three times. However, I'm going to give a message that is the same for each of the groups so that no group is robbed from the intuition and the message that I give today. I want to examine for a moment one thing, and then go someplace you don't expect me to go. You're in a place that is popular on the planet. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of individuals have walked up the ramp and sat in this place. Not all of them get to have the silence at the moment that you do. Not all of them get a time to ponder where you sit as you do. With the times of the general public, there's a lot of noise because the room seems to vibrate and echo in a certain way. I want to talk to those who have lived more than 50 years in this room. Or perhaps those listening, half a century. And if I ask you about time particular, you would say, well, I've lived a very long time. Well, yes, that's by the clock. What does your consciousness tell you? And there will be those who will take a breath and say, my graduation from elementary school was a moment ago. The upbringing that I had, those that I've loved and lost a moment ago. And you start to understand that the consciousness of a human being does not have the clock that the mechanics in Switzerland do. Your consciousness does not see time anyway, anywhere, even close to what you're told it's like. Did you know that this is a major study in physics? Is it possible that time is variable? Einstein proved it was. All you had to do was go fast enough, and you could slow it down for yourself. This showed suddenly that time is not absolute, and that it has intricacies that you have no idea about. But consciousness is like a time machine. You can go backwards instantly and live there, and it doesn't seem like 50 years went by. Perhaps you're a young person here. You've only had maybe 30 or less. Even then, you realize it's gone very quickly, has it not? What if, indeed, time is something that exists all in one place, or in some kind of a circle that goes around and around just like a clock does? And yet, as you stand in the middle of the clock, it's different, isn't it? Did you know that the Large Hadron Collector, that giant apparatus that spins up atomic structure and looks at the protons, that they are looking for a time particle? They are convinced at atomic structure that at that level of the atom, part of it has time within it. It has to. For that is part of the rules of how vibration works. But if you find where that is and what it is, perhaps you can even manipulate it. Now, would it shock you to know that in Egypt they experimented with time? And you might say, how is this possible? Without the highest of technologies, without knowing about atomic structure. Dear ones, let me ask your consciousness, did you have to know about atomic structure to realize that time is going quickly in your life? Very clever experiments to determine whether time was something physical. Perhaps you will uncover those experiments and actually recognize what they were doing. And if you do, you might have then a greater appreciation than ever of who they were. What they were able to do and accomplish with base 12 math and so much intuition about how the universe really worked. I want to do something now in reverence. And there is not those who would do this very often. Of those hundreds of thousands who will come through here, very few will do what we're about to do. Do you believe the soul is eternal? It is, and most of you would agree. If you talked to an Egyptian of the era of the building of this structure, and you ask them, or their priests, or their doctors, or their pharaohs, is the soul eternal? They would look at you and they would say, this is what everything we do is about. Yes. For you spend a little time on the planet and you all go to an afterlife. And that afterlife is painted so closely to what today, when you ask certain of those people in any kind of belief system, what's it like on the other side when you die? They will say, it is heaven. There is beauty. You never age. This is intuitive, dear ones. Every single human being on the planet ponders this. It's built in for you to understand that the soul is eternal. Your body is not. but the soul continues. And that is what this is about. The structure is about. The sarcophagus behind me is about. It has to do with an eternal soul. Now, this is not mythology. This is spiritual reality. Therefore, as you sit here in this year of 2019, you believe it as well. So let's take advantage of what you believe and test it. The one who was in the sarcophagus for a while and his body laid there, is he still around? And you would say, well, not in body, but his soul is somewhere. Of course, the mystery of multidimensional things is there's no place or location outside of three-dimensional thinking. So if you have a multidimensional energy, it has the ability to be everywhere. And if you doubt that, physics is studying that very thing, and they call it entanglement. So now we've established the one who this structure was built for, who laid in that sarcophagus, might actually still be around. Thousands of years. Thousands. Does it really make a difference? That's part of the time experiment in Egypt. Is it in a circle? Is it possible that mathematics could show this? These are questions that even your physicists are not able to answer because they don't have the elegance of the math that the Egyptians had. So let's turn the page. I want to call in the king. Now you'll say, well, who is that? This is the king's chamber. And you'll say, well, that was the Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh, as you all know, means something else. It's not really a name. Let's call in the king, the one who laid in the sarcophagus, just for a moment. Not in a seance way, in a beautiful, benevolent way. Understanding that time does not exist for him and his soul. Let's call him in and talk to him for a moment. And we're not going to call him by name. Dear King, we are in a sacred place and we are not here to violate it. We are here to respect it. Dear King, come and join us for just a moment and be safe with us. Dear King, we are not going to say your name because some of us know that's not the name your mother gave you. That's the name your lineage gave you. And in the recesses of the place where you would love your mother and your father, as they brought you up, they called you something else. We know this. So whatever name we say will be incorrect. So let us call you brother. Brother, we are in this place where they put you to go to the afterlife. This belongs to you. It has your name on it. This is your room. And we tell you this, we honor you. Of course you know this, but King, I have to tell you something. Almost all of the earth knows you. This tomb that you have built can even be seen from space. You're far more popular today than ever. But of course you knew that, for your soul is eternal. And if you can just stay with us for a moment, we're going to do something we have often done in other messages. I would like to take the word king in English, K-I-N-G, and what I want to do with it is assign a meaning to every letter for the day. One of the letters we're going to give to you, sir. And whatever you give us will be also transmitted in the next two groups who sit in this room with me, who will also be honoring you, not defacing, not doing anything but honoring your life and what happened here as a human being to you. K will be knowingness or knowledge. The knowingness or the knowledge that was able to put this together. There is an acknowledgement of the mystery. Even today, in this high-tech world, there had to be a knowingness beyond what is known by those in this year to make this place. There are those who say, well, with enough time and enough effort, anything can be done. Well, it can't be done without the mathematics to plan it. It cannot be done without the architects that spent years putting it together. And there's so much of a puzzle here. It's not just brick by brick, as you would say. It's what goes in first, what goes in last, so that things cannot be moved or taken out. What sizes are important, and there's more. We celebrate knowingness. And that was your civilization, sir. And we look upon you and what this is, and we celebrate the first letter, the knowingness. The I is going to stand for inspiration. Whose idea was this? And when it was first presented, did they roll their eyes? Or did they say, we can do it? Some of the architects got together and said, we can do it, but not in your lifetime. Perhaps they were right, perhaps they were wrong. But it didn't matter, for it has your name on it, and that's what matters. You see, the name on the pyramid that is yours is a name that will last forever. The culture knows that name. We're going to let you supply the next meaning of the letter. What is it you want us to know about N? And whatever you give at this time, in these ethers that I can transmit, will be the same thing for all the groups. What is it that is an N that you want us to know? Ha ha. And the king is laughing, for he says it's notes, N-O-T-E-S. Now, king, does that mean you wrote a lot of notes? And he laughs more. And he said, you think this pyramid is about sound? Anything can make a sound. This is about notes. It is about the notes or the scale. A vibration you call music. Notes. And what note or notes is it that you'd like us to know about? And he says 440 vibrations per second. Do you see any semblance of the fours we talked to you about earlier, dear ones? Here they are again. Now those in music will recognize that. The king has just given us a secret. That happens to be the note A. Did you realize that 440 vibrations per second is the note that all symphony orchestras tune to worldwide? 440 cycles per second is the letter in music A. It is the first note of the musical scale. What a coinky dinky. But what he wants to tell you is this: this chamber is tuned to 440 cycles per second. And if you insert that tone in a pure fashion with an oscillator amplified in this room, it will double and triple itself, or what they say, resonate higher than the other vibrations. For this room is designed for 440 cycles. But it doesn't stop there. The king wants to tell you that perhaps you've missed something, that the sarcophagi that you have removed and taken to the museums also all resound at 440 cycles per second. That is something that every single designer in Egypt knows who builds these things. They must resonate. Interestingly enough, the tombs of the bulls do not. That is for a whole nother purpose. It does not have a human inside. It has a god inside. The human temples have protocol, and one of them is notes, sounds. And if you find the resonant frequencies of several of the chambers, the numbers will tell you a great deal about what they're for. That was N. Thank you, sir. G will be for grandness and greatness. The king, you have allowed this planet to see. We honor you. We want to be some of the few who will come here and say, job well done in your life and what you accomplished and what you did as a human being in a culture that you helped control and work with, as did your fathers and your sons. We are not speaking of the consciousness that might have been here or your works, but how you got through it as a human and how you felt with the death of friends and how you dealt with the things and the uncertainties and the issues of the day. And when it was done, you laid in a little place behind me. We recognize that. We salute you, sir. This is your place. This is your final resting place. And we are inside it. And we are so pleased that you have allowed us to be here in peace and in quietness and in love, one human to another, through a vastness of time which was yesterday. Ponder these things, dear ones, of what time might really mean or not mean. Let the things you see in the next weeks come alive. When you see the transcriptions on the walls, think of the transcriber. The transcriber is not always simply an artist. Many times they are poets in their own way, in their own day, giving you information that will tell about their lives and what it was like to live. This is the message of the day, and this is the one that will be repeated two more times in this chamber, in this day, so that no attendee of this conference will miss any of this. And so it is.